The sweet aromas of the apple fritter, cinnamon roll, and blueberry muffin are hard to resist. So making it the rest of the way home without reaching in your McDonald's bag is no easy task. But nothing worth doing is easy.
Wake up and pair any one of these sweet, fluffy, frittery bakery treats with a McCafé iced coffee. Get any size and any flavor for just 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Mark Lundholm going to phone the program tomorrow. Comedian friend Mark, he's at the Funny Bone Sunday and Monday. It's funnyboneomaha.com.
Unless he's hungover, he said.
Oh, that's right. He doesn't drink. That's the joke. Also, Dr. Mina phoned the program earlier today. Check that out in the podcast. Nick, you'll be at the waiting room in Omaha, right?
Yes, tomorrow and Saturday, one show at 8 p.m. both All right. nights.
Nick will be there. And our friend Joe Lish at the Funny Bone Omaha, Friday and Saturday, I believe.
Yeah, Richard Reese is with Joe Lish.
Oh, Richard is? Okay, cool. And Craig Evans in the house. It's Thursday, right? I keep forgetting the day again.
It is.
All right.
I guess today is Love Your Thighs Day.
All right. How do you do that? Okay. Caress them?
Hug them, love them, yeah. Squeeze them.
All right. Can you squeeze each other's thighs?
Well,
a week from Monday we can.
I guess technically it's your thighs.
Oh, damn it.
Squats.
Yeah.
Love your own thighs.
Should we do some squats?
It is leg day.
Rub your legs. Rub your legs, yeah.
Get that finger all up in there.
What Todd said. That's loving your thighs right there.
And for the record,
what's the quad exercise today, Push?
Squats.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's how we're
barbell squats.
We're gonna love our thighs that way.
Okay.
You have a squat rack in your house?
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Wow.
After when the pandemic started, I went in on that, put the basement to use.
Got rid of the bang swing. Yeah.
That's always a rough day to see that go.
Yeah, to take down the bang swing because it put the weights up. I almost said the word, too. I almost just threw it out there. I almost just dropped the old F-bomb. Yeah.
He's losing interest in the backswing,
yes,
folks.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
You can hear it right there.
Yeah, the bang so swing. The bang swing doesn't sound as hot as the actual other word.
There's probably room for that, though. You could probably hang the bang swing off the squat rack.
It's a pretty big basement. Yeah, and you
good
could,
point.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah, it is drilled into the concrete.
Good point.
I do like
the bang swing is?
No, the squat rack.
You get a little rambunctious on that bang swing. It's screwed into the concrete.
You're not messing around.
No, you're not.
I do like the phrase putting the basement to use.
Yeah, I just for other things,
yeah,
apparently.
Yeah, that's what you're calling putting it the basement now. Okay.
Putting the basement to use for good.
Yeah, you want to come over and put the basement to use?
And Jack Nicholson is 84.
He's out of the picture. He doesn't
That's
much.
Why I say that.
That's sad, though. He doesn't do much anymore.
I don't think he does it. I think he might have officially retired,
didn't he? Yeah.
That was by choice, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was by choice before COVID. Yeah, he hadn't done anything in a couple years at least.
But he can't go to Laker games.
No.
That's where we'd usually see him.
Well, didn't we hear like that he was, some of the last few projects, he was just having trouble remembering lines.
Really,
either he didn't want to or couldn't.
That's sad.
He's the best, man.
You think they could still let him show up at a Laker game?
Well.
Like, we're lying.
Oh, you now? I mean,
one
now.
Person,
Jack Nicholson. Yeah.
I don't think they're allowing any crowds in L.A.
I think they're going to be soon.
I'm not sure.
I think I'd read that California, they were working on a plan for allowing fans back in for sports.
Highlights of a Lakers-Clippers game. A couple weeks ago, there was nobody in the crowd.
Nobody still.
In fact, I just saw this morning, they said the Dodgers had announced a plan for like two sections where you if you're vaccinated, you can go sit in these two sections. They're going to fill the whole section.
Yeah, I was going to say, but that's weird.
Okay, I got a problem with that.
You still have to wear a mask.
I got a problem with that. You're filling up two sections of fully vaccinated people. The unvaccinated are sitting away from each other.
Comfortably.
Right. All the rest of the stadium.
Right, because I watch a lot of baseball, and I'm watching the Pirates every night pretty much, and wherever they're playing, either in Pittsburgh or in Detroit right now, the stadium is just spread out for people in their own little pods. That's where I'd rather be. I don't want to be vaccinated with
Yeah, I don't want to be crammed in with a bunch of vaccinated people.
Right, right. They're doing the right thing.
Right.
So it almost seems like a punishment to have your vaccine.
It seems like it. Now, it's probably not going to work out that way because I'm sure somebody brought this up in the meeting.
Yeah. Hopefully.
But that's what it feels like.
Well, I hope the sections that they've designated are the good seats.
Well, we talked about it with Dr. Mina. That too. I don't want to we should be penalized for actually doing the right thing.
Yeah, San Francisco Giants doing that too, as well as the Dodgers. Okay.
I want to watch a Dodger game just to see who's got Larry King's seats now.
I've seen there's fans in Dodger games. I've watched a highlight where a ball hit a guy's nachos.
But who's
cool.
in the Larry King seat?
Yeah.
Well, wasn't Mary Hart right next to him? Maybe she just graduated to Larry's seat.
There's not many behind home plate, Todd, at all. They're not full at all in these games.
But Mary Hart and Larry King were front row, a little on the third base side.
And that highlight of that dude getting his nachos exploded
awesome. That was cool.
The home run ball lands right in the nachos exploded.
Yep.
And the cool part was the guy sent him a new plate of nachos.
Yeah, the long-haired, the red-haired dude from the Dodgers.
In the presser afterward, he's like, I figured those were more than like $2 nachos, I had him send a new plate.
That was cool.
Did you see the video of that radio guy catching that foul ball at the college game?
No, did it just come up towards him on the booth somewhere?
Yeah, fast. He's up there. He's standing up. He's on some sort of broadcast, and he's like, that ball's coming right at me, and just throws his hand up real quick and catches it.
He goes, that's the fair capital of the world. Hey, Rich Live, here's the ball.
I don't know if I'll be catching any more foul balls in the booth.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
I'm a man of faith.
I think of myself as a man of faith who drops, homophobic slurs once in a while.
Well, you know, the Puerto Rican League is enjoying his talents this year.
Here they are.
Sure, he's thrilled about that.
Yeah. Reg Live.
The Indianapolis 500 is going to be the largest gathering of people at one event since the pandemic began. They are going to allow 40% capacity, and that means 135,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're going to make them spread out at least a little bit?
Well, it's 40% capacity.
Yeah.
Are they going to put them in the infield? Because you can't make them spread out in the infield. That's where most people are hanging out.
Well, they may not open the
infield. I bet the infield's not open.
Yeah, this may be grandstands only.
Yeah. You're right.
They can fit 135 grand in the grandstands?
I don't know. I've never been there. You tell me, Craig.
Yeah, that's huge.
I think so, Craig. I think it's that big.
Yeah. In the grandstands.
Yeah.
I know people that live in the area hate going to that race.
Yeah.
Or at least sitting in the grandstands because you can't see the race.
No, you can't.
It's just every now and then a bunch of cars zoom by and you can't even tell what's going on.
No, we've been to a NASCAR race, same way. I've been to the Kentucky Derby where you're in the infield and you can't see Jack.
Well, Dover, you can see the whole race.
Yeah, this says there's 257,000 permanent seats and 400,000 for a grand total if you count the infield.
Okay.
That's
you
crazy.
You could stick 100 and a quarter in the infield.
Wow.
Almost 150.
Stuff's going to start happening. We'll see how people deal with it.
Have they ever had a concert there?
Oh, I'm sure.
On
the infield?
I don't remember.
Not 200,000.
I don't remember it at the time.
Yeah, they don't do Brazil-sized concerts there.
I bet you if you sat up in the upper deck at Bristol, you could probably watch the whole race because that's a small track. Hell, they played football there.
Yeah, they did. That's right.
That would have been a crappy place to watch a football game, though.
Netflix has nearly finalized a deal to produce a Kiss biopic.
Yeah, I read the story about this last night.
Biopic.
Shout it out loud.
It's biopic, right?
It's going to be awesome.
Netflix won the bidding war.
You'll love this, Nick, because, I mean, they'll do a nice job. Because, obviously, the movie about Motley Crue was fun. I loved that movie. But this one is going to start with Gene and Paul in New York as young teenagers meeting.
Focused on their upbringing in Queens, the forging of their unlikely friendship, and the genesis of their world-conquering band.
I can't wait.
And surrounding areas.
That's going to be a cool movie.
I just hope that they give credence to the other dudes in the band, too. I know it's going to focus on these two, but I hope they at least acknowledge that there were
It's going to focus on them, and also when they bring and meeting those other two guys. So, there's going to be four actors involved in that. Yeah.
You're really worried about Ace getting his due, aren't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. Well, there's some dude just hanging out today has no idea that he's going to be Ace Frehley in the Kiss thing.
Well, yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Well, that movie, you know, I'm guessing the movie's going to be about the young life and probably end in the late 70s. You know, those kind of movies usually end like that.
Yeah.
You know, they end early on in people's career. Because, you know, if they go on to, like, taking the makeup off 80s, that's just too long a movie. This is going to be a movie and not a miniseries.
It is a movie?
Yes, a
nice.
Movie, yeah.
Well, it's interesting with them, too, because they were famous, but they could still walk around and nobody knew
back
who they
then,
were.
Back yeah. then, yeah, right.
They were global superstars.
We had no idea.
Yeah, nobody knew. Yeah, hopefully Deuce is in there.
Yeah, I mean, they cut off the Motley one before Vince's fat years. So,
yeah, they
I
did.
Mean,
oh, yeah, yeah, Motley. Yeah,
Motley, they tell the yeah. good times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think the movie's going to cover Animal Eyes.
No. No, they're not going to. It'll probably stop in the mid-70s or something like that. Yeah.
And then came the Psycho Circus tour.
Yeah, yeah just before that Phantom of the Park. Right.
Oh, right before that.
I watched that. That was rough.
I told you it's rough.
Yeah. Oh, real rough. I listened to an interview with Paul Stanley, too, when he was talking about that, when he's like, yeah, that was bad.
Yeah.
He's like, we should have had, like, a script.
It was bad like, for the late. Plot. It was bad for TV in the late 70s. Looking at it now, it just seems really bad.
Yeah, and it's not one of those things that's so bad it's good. It's just
bad.
Right. Thanks for the DVD, though.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. I got you that, didn't I? Yeah, yeah cool. Glad you enjoyed that.
Where'd you find that?
I got it
online.
Yeah, yeah, I bought
okay.
it. Yeah,
yeah.
It's finally spring, and I'm saying goodbye snow, hello adventure. And during the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event, you can get epic deals on your favorite Honda model. Ready to get rugged? Then take the off-road in an all-wheel drive Honda SUV, like the CR-V, HR-V, Pilot, Passport, or redesigned Ridgeline. Want to take a spring road trip? Then check out a fuel-efficient turbocharged Civic or Accord. Say goodbye to winter and hello to a new Honda. Don't miss huge savings during the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. Now at your local Honda dealer.
Sad news out of Colorado. Dozen skiers and snowmobilers died in avalanches in Colorado during this past winter, primarily in the backcountry.
Yeah.
And Colorado wins that title every year.
Well, they do have a lot of mountains.
Well, who are they against, really? I mean, they can ski other places of the country, but that's obviously the, you know.
The Mecca.
The Mecca, yeah.
An average of 13 die each year.
That's horrible, man.
It is. And that's horrible. The side story to that is also horrible, is that the resorts are not required to divulge their stats like this. Somebody had to go look, ask all the hospitals, ask this person, ask that person to come up with these numbers. The resorts themselves are not required to give you these numbers of the people that are hurt at their place.
Now, Todd's a skier among us, obviously, and I want to ask you this. Like a lot of recreational sports, there's a lot of cocky people in that business, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, not business. People actually like to do it. Like, I'm the best. I could do that. A lot of these guys shouldn't have done what they did and probably died. You know what I mean?
No,
and some were accidents,
I think most of these avalanche deaths were backcountry. Rarely hear about
But they
that.
Thought they were studs.
But they shouldn't have been there, or they were doing something they weren't qualified for.
A lot of them were in over their heads or not wearing the equipment properly.
But you can still die. You shouldn't even be there at all.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
They all ended up in over their
heads.
Well,
that's the problem. You know, all
Good
that,
point, Nick.
Avalanche beacon, the avalanche chute, it gives you a false sense of security.
Right.
You still have to really pay attention, and the conditions were right
then,
this
you
year.
Could, you could pay attention and still die. Because you shouldn't
year,
be there at all.
There was a good snowpack in the fall, and then they went without snow for a while. So the base got really compromised.
But we've been hearing about guys dying every year. Craig does these stats all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, but there were more this year. Okay. And one of the reasons was, you know, a lot of resorts capped the capacity.
Got it.
So they couldn't get into Breckenridge or whatever. They go ski the backcountry and then run into an avalanche.
A bill has been introduced in the legislature in Colorado that would force resorts to report this sort of thing. But they assume it's not going to get through
because the
resorts have all the money.
And they don't want to kill any tourism.
Right.
Like, come here and die.
Right.
Got it.
Yeah, like somebody gets hurt. Eddie, like, I couldn't sue where I got hurt because the laws in Colorado really protect the ski resorts.
Yeah. What happened?
You just have to go back and kick that pole every couple of years.
I did.
Yeah. Oh, you said kick it. Okay.
Does an avalanche kill these people right away, or do they, like, drown in the snow?
No, you suffocate.
Both. Oh, God.
Yeah, you end up getting buried, and you suffocate.
So you know what's happening.
Yeah, it'd be a horrible death.
A nightmare.
But I've never heard of any inbounds, skiing inbounds. And I may be wrong here, because a lot of places have opened up a lot of rough terrain. But getting ski, you know, buried by an avalanche inbounds in a ski area, right. I've not heard of that.
Yeah. You can hit a tree and die, you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like the Sonny Bono Todd Brand Ski mm-hmm. School that you guys opened up together.
Who was the Kennedy?
Oh, yeah.
Kennedy was playing football on skis, right?
Yeah, we were doing that a couple of years ago, and we got yelled at.
Yeah, because Kennedy died, don't it?
Do you think they pick, do you think they still pick the football up? And they're like, well, we got to get still our balls still up there.
Somebody, the lone guy to walk over and grab the football right. and walk
Sorry.
Away.
The, yeah. You got to weave through in and out through the paramedics.
I think you leave it there as a permanent memorial.
Yeah, but then somebody else is just going to pick it up.
Oh,
yeah,
hey, football.
No, that's the Kennedy football. Leave it there.
I guarantee you one of the ski patrol guys grabbed it.
You keep it. It's Kennedy, right.
And it's the one they play catch with to this day.
Right. Pfizer says it's identified the first confirmed counterfeit versions of their vaccine.
Oh, God.
They were seized by authorities in Mexico and Poland.
They're not even the actual vaccination?
Correct.
It's just liquid to shove it in?
Whatever it is. Yeah, it's counterfeit.
Right.
Says Pfizer right on there. Here's your vaccine from Pfizer, and it's not.
None of them in Brazil?
People are horrible, man.
No.
Yeah.
We need the opposite of that here. Little Violet says, not the vaccine. And
oh, yeah, that's
people
right.
who don't want the shot.
That's right.
Oh, no, this is totally not the vaccine. Okay. Hold still.
Yeah.
There's your son on the vaccine yet in Mexico.
I don't know.
Okay.
He called the other day, but I missed it, so maybe I should call him.
Yeah.
Why don't you wait till a couple weeks after his birthday like you do with your dad?
You give him a few days before you bother him.
Yeah.
The Manhattan District Attorney's Office in New York City says that they will no longer prosecute prostitution or unlicensed massage.
All right.
The DA, Cy Vance, really? Is also dismissing a number of cases dating back to the 1970s and 80s, following calls from advocates to decriminalize sex work.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
The Brooklyn DA's office, the Brooklyn DA's office, similarly, does not prosecute people arrested for prostitution, instead referring them to social services while continuing to pursue charges against so-called pimps and johns.
Oh, so the John gets busted.
The pimp and the John gets busted. The worker does not.
Well, that sucks.
Several other cities around the country have also declined to prosecute sex workers, such as Baltimore and Philadelphia.
Yeah. They let the Johns go, too. You know, they want the sex.
Yeah, before you said that part, I was thinking Robert Kraft will be excited you know, to go play the Jets.
Right. Then you wouldn't be afraid of asking for something crazy at a massage parlor, you know?
Yeah. Well, if you get busted, you just tell her, well, she was paying me.
What? To
yeah. talk I'm, to... I'm the whore.
Yeah.
That stuck to the tape.
Look at me.
I'm the prostitute.
She wanted a piece of this. I'm the prostitute.
Right. Look at me. I am the prostitute now.
I'm worth $30.
Craig, I stand corrected. There have been several inbound avalanches in the last couple of years.
Be careful.
Yeah, the story said that most of them were out of bounds.
Right. Yeah. I remember reading about a couple
either
in,
way, you're dead, and you're in over
towels.
Your head, like Nick said.
And this is because they opened up some extreme terrain and deemed it inbounds.
Sure. Yeah, that seems to be one of those sports where you really have to know and acknowledge your own limitations.
Yeah, no, but there's a lot of cocky skiers. That's what these,
that's what I'm saying. They're not doing that. They're not acknowledging their own limitation.
You have to find your limitation, though, don't you, in order to know it?
Still, you got to err on the side of, not dying in an avalanche.
Well, they could be great skiers, too. You just ski you're the skier, Todd. If you're a great skier, you can still find places that are cool ski hills that are not going to kill you.
Sure.
Except if you do something.
Yeah, don't all these places have challenging runs for advanced
black
skiers?
Black Diamond, or they call them, you know?
Oh, the double blacks for double the blacks, experts?
Yeah. Black Diamond.
That's what I was thinking when I said
all
that.
All comes back to Kiss.
That's what I was thinking. As soon as I said that, here comes Kiss.
They all have that. But there's more demand, more and more demand for that, so they're opening up more what should be backcountry and claiming it inbound.
So they're saying you can go dive, because we don't have to report it anyway, and you can't sue, so I don't know, man. Whatever.
Open in the backcountry.
I mean, they do their best. to clear out avalanche-prone areas, but you know, sometimes you can't get them all.
I love the double black diamond album. That was great, wasn't it?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Dr. Mina joined us on the show. Check it out, the podcast at TNTRadioEmpire.com, wherever you get your podcast. My friend, comedian Mark Lundholm, is going to be on the phone tomorrow, right, on a Friday?
Yes, he is. All right. In town Saturday, or excuse me, Sunday and Monday.
We'll try to keep helping Dr. Mina out and help the rest of us out. Get a vaccine if you know one of your dumb family and they're the only one dumb in your family.
And do your research.
Yeah, get them a vaccine. All right. If the whole family's full of idiots, eh.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck. See you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
Good night.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.